while back in the States.
It's the Hound. Good morning, music lovers. We're back with all your entertainment and informational needs. And what was that? The original Starfires, Fender Bender. We heard Freddie and the Heartaches, Womp Womp. Bobcats did Look Out. Link Ray with an alternate take of Comanche in stereo, for those of you with two ears. And we open up with the Go-Boys, Ramble. Good morning, Miss Sally.
Good morning, Hound. That was quite a racy instrumental set.
Like that, huh?
Yeah.
Like that stereo Comanche?
Yeah, got my blood going.
Quine informs us he's tuned to an open C. What are we going to do today?
We got notebook.
We have something resembling a blues hangover and a soul caboose and a hillbilly hangover, which I can't remember if there was a theme to that or not. Ross will be calling in a vibe report from Arkansas, Hot Springs, Arkansas. And then we'll be calling a vibe report down to Arkansas. I think about 5:30 we're going to try to give Sonny Burgess a call at home. Maybe he's home.
And? Got
his phone number here.
And?
Yeah. Huh?
And it's Hound's birthday today.
Oh, and Arthur Gunter's, too.
So send in those presents.
And we got
a lot. We do take MasterCard, American Express, and Diners Club.
Yeah, we got knuckleheads in the news. We got tickets for the Mekons and tickets for Sonny Burgess to give away.
Wow.
And we got
us.
Us and our big piles of 45s. And information on the WFMU art auction, which be it's kind of like art auction week here. It goes Wednesday through next Saturday. And then that's followed by the designated party week, which kicks off with a hangover hop 2 weeks from today, June 6th, at Brownies. We have work. We have work week, and then we have party week at FMU. Let's kick it off. We got one queued up here by H-Bomb.
Hold tight, little tangle. Everything's all right.
Get on a lonesome southbound freight. Well, I wouldn't be
incidentally, we hope it didn't offend anybody.
Never have been another girl
Thank you.
had a request, but the mic won't fit, so I like to do something else.
I was shopping for a suit the other day, and I walked into the department store. I stepped on the elevator and told the girl, dry goods flow. When I got off, a salesman come up to me. He said, what can I do for you? I said, go in and show me all them sport clothes like you supposed to. He said, well, this year the country's on a continental kick. Everybody likes the Latin designs. I said, well, do you have? He said, we got everything. You see, clothes is our line. Oh, wrap it up while you got it here on hand. That's what I told him. Because I'm going to a party and I want to look as sharp as I can. I said, tell me more now, tell me more. He said, comfort in dress will be the keynote with assorted colors toned down to a sheen. Now just picture yourself in patch pockets, all on nail, a pale silk mohair, gabardine. He said, now stop here a minute, look at this new fabric that just come in, I got on the shelf. It's an imported lightweight material. Try it on, go stand in the mirror and dig yourself. He said, now this is the newest of the splash weave with the cutaway flap over twice. It's a box back two-button worsted model. I said, that's real nice. Wrap it up while you got it here on hand. I want to be standing tall tonight because I'm going to a party and I want to look as sharp as I can. You see, they're wearing 28 shades of grays this year with the new knit stitch in the waves and the very latest patterns of plaid stripes and checks. All that's going to be in good taste. And for the businessman, we feature the natural shoulder that retail wholesaler the deal. But with the custom cuffs and the walking shorts, but I won't let you have me to steal. I said, well, fix me up with a credit account, Dad, and I'll make every payment like I should. He said, well, wait just a minute, let me run in here and check my books and see if we're standing good. When he come back, he said, I'm sorry, my boy, but I can't do no business with you. I say, what you mean, Jelly Bean? He said, your credit didn't go through. Wrap it up while you got it here on hand. I'm brokenhearted now because I'm going to a party and I want to look as sharp as I can. Doggone it, I'm mad enough to give snuff.
Meanwhile,
in the jungle.
Wait.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Oh, yep. You can say it better.
This is the Hound. WFMU East Orange. Boogaloo and his crew, mad enough to dip snuff. Clothesline. We should get the air conditioner working over here.
Well,
really
it was,
hot in here, huh?
And then it stopped.
Yeah, well, so. They have a thermostat in the basement, you know, where it's about 10 degrees cooler. We hear the bell tones, Swinging Little Chicky. Counting backwards the magic tones by request. Good Google Moogle. Bobby Crown and his capers did one-way ticket. And we opened up with H-Bomb Ferguson, Little Tiger. We've got all kinds of things we should be renouncing, so let me take a deep breath. Well, tonight over at the at Brownies, the world-famous Blue Jays, and then over at Spiral, the not-quite-so-famous Senders. The two best bands in town are playing tonight, opposite ends of Avenue A.
So you can go to both.
Monday at Maxwell's, the Mekons, we're going to be giving away some tickets for that in a little while. Sonny Burgess and the Belmont Playboys at Maxwell's in Hoboken next Friday night. And then, of course, it is WFMU Art Auction Week. And if you didn't get your art auction catalog, you kind of need one if you want to bid on any of this stuff. So you might want to call area code 201-266-7911 just leave the pertinent information on the answering machine, and you will get a catalog in the mail. Or you can pick one up at See Here, or there's a whole bunch of places. Anyway, you just go down to the Germans Van Eck Gallery on West Broadway. Let's see, there's a FMU benefit on June 6th. Dave the Spaz is presenting Alice Donut, The Vacant Lot, Rats of Unusual Size, Youth Gone Mad, Fly Ashtray. CBGB's. It's the night. It's after the Hangover
Hop. June 6th is the hop.
Yeah, we liquor her up and send them over to Dave. That's the idea. See, ours is free, and his cost, I don't know how much his cost, but they'll be too drunk when we get finished with them for them to mind the price. But the coolest thing this week, I think, is Wednesday down in front of the gallery is a what do they call, what is it called again? Brian's got this $298 a minute.
In case you didn't know, Hound has six arms and he's flipping through a huge pile of paper.
The 298 broadcast booth, which I believe starts at 6 o'clock this Wednesday out in front of the German's Van Eck Gallery, which is at 240 West Broadway in Manhattan. And for $3, $298 actually, a minute, you can just get on the air, live on the air. Brian will stick a mic in your face and you can do whatever you want.
All right.
And also Brian's got the...
say the seven words.
And Brian will be debuting his latest invention, the Dragnet Clock.
Ooh.
It's a clock that gives the time in sound bites of Friday and Gannon giving the time and weather in L.A. Quite an invention. So Wednesday, May 27th, the 298 broadcast booth out in front of the German's Van Eck Gallery.
Is that
420
during the
West
day?
No, 6 to 8 at night.
6 to 8. I got to go over there.
And, So that,
I have a lot
that,
to
that
say.
Will, that will kick off. No, Tuesday will be a full exhibition. That kicks off the WFMU art auction. And, of course, June 6th is Hangover Hop number 6. The Devil Dance. And the entire radio family will be reunited for the first time in months.
Reunited in flames.
Yeah. So, let's kick in the blues hangover. No, let's do some news. You got a news story, Miss Sally?
Yeah.
Let's listen to our own voices.
Fatal ejection. Civilian dies after accidentally ejecting from a parked F-16.
Whoops.
Vocal Netherlands, our caveman in a spaceship, unfortunately, our past caveman.
He ejected himself by accident?
The civilian died Thursday after accidentally ejecting from the cockpit of a parked F-16 fighter jet.
I hate when that happens.
Quote, all we know is that the seat was activated and blown out of the aircraft as it is supposed to do in an emergency. Mr. Van Ass, who's somehow involved with this, said. He said the body was found on the tarmac some distance from the jet. The victim had a pass.
The top of his head off the roof.
He had a pass often given to airmen's families to use the base's recreational facilities.
Wow.
So, I guess that was the ultimate recreation.
I think I'll eject myself a few times. Wow.
I wonder what this button's for. Erases history, maybe?
Good thing he didn't touch the button that said ATR. He would have ended up a woman. Okay, blues hangover time. You know.
Yeah, definitely.
It's Arthur Gunter's birthday. He's not only was one of the coolest blues singers on one of the coolest blues labels, but he's one of the few happy endings in the blues. He won the Michigan State Lottery.
Wow. How much?
A couple of $1 million.
Wow.
And basically retired to be a full-time Colt 45 abuser.
Is he one of those guys driving around in a limo wearing a derby now?
I think somebody drives him.
Like that one guy from New York does.
It's also the day Elmore James died in 1962. Today. So we got a pair of Arthur Gunter bookends and then some other stuff. Let's kick it off with his most famous song. And it wasn't much of a hit, but when Elvis Presley covered it, became quite a famous song. But here's the original version. Baby, Let's Play House, Arthur Gunter.
Okay, let's.
Oh, Mr. Gunter.
You may go to college, may go to school. Get religion, baby, don't you be nobody's fool. Now, baby, come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, I wanna play house with you. Well, listen, let me tell you, baby, what I'm talking about. Come on back to me and little girl so we can play some house. Now, baby, come. Come back, baby, I wanna play house with you. Play a little house. now so we can do what we did before. Now, baby, come. Come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, I wanna play house with you. Another man. Now, baby, come. Come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, I want to play out with you.
I call it the empty feedback blues.
Let us hear it.
You mean sing it?
Come on, Chicky Baby. Back bigger than ever this year, and that's what I need right now, a good sock blues number.
Sure. Writing the blues, Pops.
Why not?
I'm like a happy swinging cat, man. Try Ella Fitzgerald's horse.
For music. I'm in ladies' underwear.
Thank you.
upside. I'm going crazy from the way you look. I know you're letting someone else to carry your book. Oh, crazy me. Why did I let you go? Now, can't you see? I really love you so. I was a fool.
Meanwhile, back in the
States. Well, that's today's Blues Hangover. Happy birthday, Arthur Gunter.
Happy birthday, Hank.
Crazy me. And then, counting backwards, wrote Elmore James. Dead 30 years today. Goodbye, baby. Willie Love, Everybody's Fishing. Dusty Brown did Well, You Know. And we opened it up with another one by Arthur Gunter, Baby Let's Play House, recorded by Elvis. Evidently, he didn't see any songwriting money from that one. Mm. You know who owns all the publishing for the Excello stuff now is the Liberace estate.
Really?
Yeah. Which I think.
Which means a bunch of young guys running around with them.
No. Much cooler than that, actually. It's that Liberace's brother, George Liberace, inherited everything, and he's like a real, like what would you call it? Like a
nut?
Like an overachieving heterosexual nut. Vegas type sleazy nut.
Oh.
So.
Wayne Newton's best friend?
No. Well, maybe. I don't know. Well, don't forget, we got the WFMU art auction, and all week long, you can go down to the German Van Weck Gallery on West Broadway Tuesday and look at everything. You can call 201-266-7911 and get a catalog sent to you. Wednesday, you can go down there, and Brian is debuting his new invention, the Dragnet Talking Clock, and there's the $3 a minute broadcast booth that you can vent your spleen or your anger or what's left of your mind live on WFMU.
You can say what you want to say on the radio.
Yeah, and there'll be stuff going on all week from there, including the auctions Wednesday and Saturday, silent auction Wednesday, I believe, and Ned Sublett, the man who discovered the hound, will be doing. And not only did Ned Sublett discover the hound, but he's the man who knows what diddy wah diddy means. And he'll be doing the auction next Saturday night.
And he'll be auctioning off that information.
Good auctioneer, actually. A very professional auctioneer. And don't forget the world-famous Blue Jays at Brownies tonight. The Senators over at Spiral, the Avenue A Battle of the Bands.
I think the Birthday Hound might make an appearance.
Possibly.
At least one of those. And you can always buy him a birthday drink.
Maybe me and Miss Sally will make a rare personal appearance Wednesday for Brian's broadcast booth.
Oh, yeah. I want to go there.
$3 a minute. I only charge you two.
Give him a piece of my mind.
Man,
that's
boy.
Expensive. That's
what else
two
is going
per
on?
Second.
Oh, here's something else. The Rivington School Sculpture Garden, one of New York's great eyesores, will be torn down this Tuesday and eventually relocated, but Eggs informs us to be had. He put a down payment on a pig. There's going to be a hog roast, and they're going to disassemble the entire sculpture garden, so you have 3 days left to see it.
Girls, wear your chastity belts.
It's on, or wear helmets.
And helmets.
It's on Forsyth Street, just north of Rivington. And it is truly one of the great masterpieces of modern art. And they'll be taking it down Tuesday, so you can either show up at the party Tuesday, or you can go down and take one last look at the Rivington School Sculpture Garden this week. Thanks for that tip, Eggs.
Definitely one of the seven wonders of Manhattan.
Yeah. Eggs is one of the seven wonders of Manhattan, too, I think. He said he's got a cold. Him and his wife have colds today, so they didn't make it up to the big, they didn't make it to the out-of-town picnic in Pennsylvania.
Well, neither did I, so.
You got any news there, Miss Sally, or should I do one?
I have news, but, you know.
Go ahead.
It's your day, Hound. Two high school students in Alum Creek, West Virginia, where geniuses are made, were killed at a keg party over an argument over who would pay for the beer. They were at an annual senior skip day party. They had some kegs there, and they started arguing because some had put money in and some hadn't. Guns were drawn, and the shooting started. He said the shooting was random. This was the sheriff said that.
I forgot the news ticker.
Anyway, the rest of it's pretty much what you can imagine, but most of the students scattered after the shootings, leaving empty beer cups, liquor bottles, and sunglasses in the grass.
Cool.
I guess a song could be made out of that.
Yeah, call it Get the Gerla on the phone. Okay, we got some more records queued up. We got tickets to give away for Sonny Burgess and the Mekons. We're going to wait on the Sonny Burgess ones, but we got one pair of Mekons tickets for Monday. Don't ask me what you won when if you win. Mekons, right? Everybody seems to like these guys.
What does Mekon mean?
Oh, it's a it's a comic strip character over in England.
Oh, thanks.
And they're playing Monday, May 25th, that's the day after tomorrow, at Maxwell's in Hoboken. And if nobody gets this question, we can ask a few more questions. So this is a very tough one. And you say, tell me what label this 45 was originally on. In fact, still on.
Put your thinking caps on.
And that number is 201-678-7743. We only have one pair of Mekons tickets, so whoever gets it, gets it. A one and a two and a...
Oh, time to spend all your money, the time to shoot a man with a gun, or baby, let's go. Oh, my honey.
Marani, marani.
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 Oh,
money, money, money.
When is it time to spend all your money? The time to shoot a man with a gun, or baby, let's go. Oh, money, honey.
Money, money.
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 Oh, money,
money.
Oh,
money,
money. Money, money. Oh, I believe I'll do y'all's favorite song. Goes like this here.
She'll sit and dry your tears when you think you want to cry. She'll hold you real tight, give you a helping hand, make you shout.
Next week will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
All right, it's the Hound. This is WFMU East Orange. Listener-sponsored radio. And that was Ray Payton, the rhythm rocker's My Shadow, demonstrating the correct use of echo. Charles Sheffield on the Accelo label Rock and Roll Train. Shelby Smith, What's on Your Mind? The Boggard Brothers, Zulu Rock. And we opened up with the Faytones, I Love My Baby, on the Ace label. Nobody got that one right. Not too many people actually tried. A correction, the Ribbingen School, the party's Monday on Labor Day, down at the Sculpture Garden on Forsyth and Ribbingen Street, but they're tearing it down Tuesday, the Ribbingen School Sculpture Garden, moving it somewhere. Anyway,
what are we going to
do with these Mekon tickets?
I'm
going to dangle them out the window and see if anybody can jump up to the second floor and grab them.
Yeah.
Well, we'll figure a way to give them away in a minute.
I'll be the judge of that.
I guess I can do a news story. I like this. I had a couple of good ones here. Oh, yeah, here we go. 8-year-old daredevil devil plunges to his death. An 8-year-old boy apparently trying a daredevil stunt, I'll say, yesterday plunged 12 stories to his death from a balcony in his Upper East Side apartment.
Whoa.
Little Tristan Cult, a popular boy who was often seen skating into the lobby of 12 East 88th Street, used his hands to lower himself from the windowsill of his 12th floor bedroom. He apparently was trying to get to the balcony below, but hit a rail and lost his balance. His body was found crumbled on the sidewalk at 3:30 p.m.
God, put a bungee cord around that kid.
Hopefully Eric Clapton will write a song about him, too. If there's anything else interesting about the kid. His father was an endocrinologist. He was a wonderful, perfect little boy, said one neighbor. He was rollerblading all the time. He was in the taekwondo. This is an 8-year-old kid. Oh, God.
Well, what are you going to do, you know, for fun in Manhattan in a high rise?
Rape him up, flush him, and try again. I don't know.
No.
I don't want to.
That would have happened to him somewhere else.
Do we have to go through the announcements again?
I don't know.
This is a good radio psych gag. It's a story sent in by a Luke. Luke Jr.
All
Luke
right.
The Drifter Jr. State police and local rescue volunteers responded to a gunshot wound near the Swiss Chalet in Tannersville, New York on Wednesday. Linda Sulcy, she was notified authorities after a man stumbled into her backyard, said he had been shot and fell down. Upon arrival to the scene, authorities determined that the victim was intoxicated, did not suffer from any injury. Here, Dan Smith, town of Hunter's fire marshal, offers a comforting hand to the victim. See that? Poor fellow's passed out, face down.
Oh, I and the rest of the world are looking at this now, yet they're holding hands.
Radio psych gags, folks. By the way, cows like country music best. You were wondering.
That was a survey on what they like.
Let's do Soul Caboose, and then we'll figure out a way to give away some tickets.
Okay, good.
Queued up, we got Little Frankie and his House Wreckers.
Hey, Sally!
Hey!
Yeah, you told me you love me. Yeah, you
And remember, for real enjoyment, all you have to do is pop a cap.
Wow. Then take a nice long sip.
Boy, that stuff is really here. Aaron Brew 1002, the brand new beer.
When you're thirsty.
How about it, folks? Pop a cap and live it up as we enjoy your favorite blues and rhythm records. Well,
here he comes, drunk again. Oh, here he comes. The dude is drunk again. And that's a why his poor wife had to go out and get her a friend. He's high on Monday, Tuesday too. What in the world did he expect his wife to do? Just when a steal was about to give in, here he comes, oh, drunk again.
This is a hit!
Buddy,
I'll do anything within reason, but not that.
My first song that I sing to your head. I call it One Meatball.
I said, oh, hey, little puppy, you're as cute as you can be. But I know a little puppy now who's been cheating on me. But I'm a bloodhound, baby, and I'm on your track.
yourself on home, dog. Bad dog, you. I'm gonna tell it like it is now. When I get a hold of you.
Back in the States.
Right, it's the Hound, and that was today's Soul Caboose. Larry Bright there with Bloodhound.
Good.
We heard Manuel Lasky, Welfare Cheese. That's from this new, soon-to-be-released LP on the candy label, Shaken Fit.
They use that on the pizzas on Avenue B.
Welfare Cheese? Yeah,
uh-huh.
I know. The Entertainers, Fuddy Duddy Walk, Bird Rollins. He lives right around here, and he's starring. Here he comes, Drunk Again. We opened up with Little Frankie Edwards and his House Wreckers, Sally Lou. What kind of middle name is that for a girl named Sally Lou? It's probably like about Lou Reed, you know, down in the bars on the west side, they probably call them something like Sally or Mary. Or
Betty Lou, Mary
Nellie.
Lou.
All right.
Lulu.
Lulee. Lee Lou.
La.
Oh, let's go through the announcements real quick, and then we'll play a few records before the vibe comes in. You think Roscoe knows he's in a different time zone? Roscoe will call us while we're calling Sonny Burgess. That's what's going to happen. They'll probably be at the same, you know, adjacent phone booths.
No, Hound.
Okay, well, there's the world-famous Blue Jays who are playing at Brownies tonight. There's the Senders over at Spiral. There's the WFMU Art Auction, which goes...
Art Auction.
I wish they would have just printed the address for this thing.
You
someplace we can find it. Yeah, I mean,
you
that's
the Hound in action. He's got so many things going here. His arms are a blur, like cartoon arms.
420 West Broadway, and you can go down there Tuesday and look at everything. Wednesday is the 298 broadcast booth, where you can broadcast live from the sidewalk in front of the gallery. Thursday, silent auction. Friday, Doug and Mike's Adult Entertainment. Saturday is the live auction with Ned Sublett and Polka from the Fringe. Yeah, not to mention the heat in here is searing.
Yeah.
When you're working, I know not. You know, yeah, never mind. Let's not get into it. Still got those Mekons tickets and Sonny Burgess tickets. I don't know what we're gonna do with them. Probably keep them for ourselves. 2 weeks from today, June 6th, Hangover Hop number 6, live at Brownies, 3 to 6. We'll be doing our show. You can all come down. Get Falling Down Drunk on the radio with us, and that's 3 p.m. to 6. Hangover Hop 666. It's also the return of your brooch and Denois to the Heron Show.
Oh, has Den been spotted?
No, we've heard rumors of his wake.
He's kind of like Sasquatch.
Yeah,
we never know.
We hear a distant rumbling that we know is Den somewhere in the East Village. Anyway, we got about 7 or 8 minutes to vibe time, and I love this record. Most people know it from the Ronettes cover, but this was actually the hit version, and I just never know where to fit it in. So here's a good place to fit it in: the Cordettes.
I was
you listen to me, you wide-mouthed punk. We've heard just about all we want from you.
Hey, rock, 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 hey, rock, 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 I'm just a rockin', a rollin' stone, I'm just a rollin', a rockin' stone, I'm just a rockin', a rollin' stone, I'm just a rollin', a rockin' stone, I'm just a rockin', rollin', jumpin' crazy stone. Well, a rollin' stone will gather no moss, they say. Ah, rolling stones will gather no moss, they say. Well, I'll keep a rolling, you can throw your moss away. I'm just a rockin', a rollin' stone, I'm just a rollin', a rockin' stone, I'm just a rockin', a rollin' stone, I'm just a rollin', a rockin' stone, I'm just a rockin', a rollin', jumpin' crazy stone. Yeah, rockin'! Ball. I learned how to jump from the Phoenix to Mexico. I learned how to jump from the Phoenix to Mexico. I keep a jumping, it's the craziest thing I know. A rolling stone, just a rollin', rockin' stone, and just a rockin', a rollin' stone, and just a rollin', a rockin' stone, and just a rockin', rollin', jumpin' crazy stone. Yeah, so now can't go. A rolling stone, and just a rollin', a rockin' stone, and just a rockin', a rollin' stone, and just a rollin', a rockin' stone, and just a rockin', a rollin', jumpin' crazy stone.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Well, it's the Hound. That was Andy Starr. Rockin' Rollin' Stone. He's from Arkansas. He's still down there. Talking with Roscoe and Sonny Burgess.
Partying.
Reggie Perkins, High School Caesar. We opened up with the Cordettes, Born to Be Together. And that wouldn't be Roscoe on the wrong line, would it? Nah.
Maybe. You want me to see?
Yeah, you might as well check it out. If not, I'll go through my news file here. Yeah, wouldn't worry about it. Whitesville, North Carolina, a youth league baseball coach slashed another coach's throat with a pocket knife. Laugh track. Over a rule requiring all players to be used in the game. Richard Calvin Blackwell, age 45, was charged with assault with a deadly weapon with intent to kill for the attack Monday on Marty Butler. Blackwell was released on $5,000 bail. Butler received 50 stitches in his throat. The slashing occurred as the teams of 8 and 9-year-olds were at the city park preparing for a game. Blackwell complained to the city recreational director that Butler had violated the rule in a game last week against his team, and Butler got involved in the argument and slashed the other guy's throat.
Unbelievable.
Ah, another sports-related death.
With a pocket knife, no less.
Yeah, big gouge.
These things come in handy, you know? That was a wrong number, by the way. Someone looking for number one. I think you got to go to the bathroom for that.
Looking for number one?
Yeah.
Some genius, no doubt. Oh, there's our Vibe reporter.
Oh, goody.
Let's see. How do we get him on the air again? I always forget. Air, line, and then you go.
And then you go, Shazam.
Hey, Roscoe.
You're the Hound.
Hey, what's how you doing? You're down in Arkansas, huh?
Yeah.
It's kind of Arkansas day here in the Hound Show, because we're supposed to call Sonny Burgess in an hour at home.
Where is he living?
Somewhere near Little Rock, not far from where you are. You're in Hot Springs?
Hot Springs.
So where are you right now?
Right now I'm on the road in between the village and the town.
Oh, so you're right near Stubby's Barbecue?
Good timing.
Just like a mile past there.
Cool.
Actually at the Tower Club.
I wish you were there.
Yeah, it's pretty hot. We just had lunch out at the lake, and then we went to the go-kart track.
All right.
Well,
did you go to the flea market?
What?
Did you go to the flea market?
No, we're just coming up to the flea market now.
Oh, boy. You're having some fun.
I've been going to pawn shops looking for Fender outboard reverb. The last guy that I stopped at, he's like, nope, I'll stick with the digital.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Well, what's the vibe?
Oh, today, it's the Hound's birthday.
Yay!
And Arthur Tucker.
How about it? So basically, my vibe is just that all the Hound Show audience that goes to the Blue Jays Go to Blazers gig should not leave you empty-handed.
No, they should not leave you empty-handed. I'll drink anything with an umbrella in it.
Or
over it.
The Hound will drink the umbrella drinks, but he likes the Amstel Light.
Yeah, I've been drinking diet beer these days.
Amstel Light for the Hound. And that's pretty much the vibe. I don't know what we've been doing.
Is it hot down there?
It's good and hot. It's like 85.
It's hotter here. It's like 95.
Hotter, yeah.
Well, it's been pretty humid. It hasn't rained there, right? It's been raining.
No, it's been really dry and beautiful here.
It's hot.
Yeah.
We were just pricing wave runners today. I think we'll rent one tomorrow and go bus run.
I think the way to really beat the heat is the pool at the Arlington. You know, the double pool is a good spot for it. You guys are staying at the lake. Oh, that's
yeah,
better.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. So we didn't even get to the lake. What was it like?
Oh, it's great. It's one of these dammed up lakes, you know. So it's got all kinds of inlets and stuff.
Uh-huh.
But it's just like if you go past the mall for another mile, or same thing, you know, that McQuaid's barbecue.
Right. Yeah.
If you just continue for another half a mile, you hit the same lake.
Hamilton. Did you go eat there?
No, we're going to go eat there tomorrow.
Okay, there's a method to that place.
I love it.
The thing is about that place is like there's nobody's going to, it's usually kind of crowded and there's like no kind of seating arrangement. What people do is they stake out tables, like they split up the party and they each take a part of the room and they sort of like do this muscle for the table routine.
Yeah, and they usually are over 200 pounds.
Yeah, you know, these big pink people.
Right, thanks, Dave.
Pink farmers.
With the tight skin stretched off over the rest of the barbecue.
Yeah.
I don't think they're farming.
No.
They wouldn't be that fat if they were farmers.
I heard that. What do you guys got going out there?
I don't know. Top down day.
Pretzel, Snapple, and Pikachu.
Yeah, we're kind of eating and playing records and eating and playing records and eating. Playing records, talking on the phone.
That's good.
Having a good time.
Well, have a good time at the rock gig.
Yeah, it should be a fun one.
Hopefully you'll see our friend, the Blacktop Records executive, and tell them we said hi and, you know. Blah, blah, blah.
And tell ML we said hi. And if you run into Sonny Burgess, tell him we'll call him in an hour.
Where is Sonny Burgess?
Somewhere in Arkansas.
He's probably in this bar right here.
Yeah, really.
We'll
call out Sonny and see who answers.
Yeah. Yo, Sonny. Son Ross, by the way, too.
Five guys.
Sonny Bono, Son Ra.
Five guys knock me down and take back my quarter. Well, hey.
Okay, Roscoe. Bob Onwards. Aloha.
We'll see you guys next week.
Bye-bye.
Till then.
Stay to the vibe, ladies and gentlemen. Why do we do it? Boy, that vibe loop is getting noisier and noisier. Anyway, what do we got going right now? I told you we heard, right? Oh, you know what? We got to give away these tickets. Hot diggity. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. We're going to open today's...
Okay, what are we going to do?
We're going to open today's VOM set the same exact way we opened last week's VOM set, with the same exact record. You're going to tell me the guy singing and playing drums on it later became a famous rock star. You're going to tell me who he is, and then you will get one pair of tickets to see the Mekons, the first dance. We only got one pair Monday at Maxwell's in Hoboken. That's 201-678-7743. Who is this guy singing?
song.
We have a wiener, folks. The answer is Iggy Pop. We have a wiener. We have a wiener.
Show you how to do the double dance. Here we go.
everybody. This is Doug Sharman, and you're listening to The Hound.
Woo!
WFMU, East Orange, New Jersey, 91.1 FM on your rock and roll dial.
This is a hit!
Won't you do it for hang?
Back in the States.
Oh, it's the Hound. WFMU East Orange. The world-famous Blue Jays do it for Hank. They'll be working their musical magic at Brownies tonight, 169 Avenue A.
Doing it for Hound.
Yeah, well, I heard Sir Douglas Quintet by request. Baby, it just don't matter. The Swamp Rats doing Psycho. The Devils, Devil Dance. And we open up with the Iguanas featuring Iggy Pop. And congratulations to our winner, Over and Over. And speaking of Devil Dance, 2 weeks from today we'll be doing Hangover Hop number 666. Our very own satanic ritual involving anointing our stomachs with as much booze as possible and playing records. And you're all invited. It's free to get in.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy. Also, there's the FMU art auction going on all week. And Sonny Burgess Friday at Maxwell's. And we're going to be calling Sonny at home in about 40 minutes. And I hope he's home.
Mm-hmm.
Monday at Maxwell's is the Mekon. So we're going to give away some Sonny Burgess tickets in a little bit, but we got food here, so let's just do Hillbilly Hangover and forget about yapping for a minute, man.
Yeah.
Got one queued up here by Moon
just
Mulligan.
Just be hillbillies.
Well, I'm an old pipeliner and I lay my line all day. I'm an old pipeliner and I lay my line all day. Four or five young'uns wait to draw my pay. Well, I lay my line, baby, till that sun goes down. Well, I lay my line, baby, till that sun goes down. Then I meet my honey, she's the sweetest gal in town. Pipelining man will do. Oh, you never can tell what a pipelining man will do. Now you think he's a working, but he's out fooling around on you. I gotta get me a little shut-eye tonight, 'cause early in the morning when the rooster crows, I gotta be ready when the whistle blows. I'm an old pipeline, and I lay my line all day. I got 4 or 5 young'uns waiting to draw my pay.
Before we start today's program, we're going to give you just time enough to run to the phone and call up your neighbor or raise the window high and yell to her and tell her that Hank Williams is on the air again. Here he is, Hank Williams!
Yes, sir!
Thank you kindly, Mr. Turner. Siree, welcome friends and neighbors to the Health and Happiness Show. We hope everybody's got their health and feeling awfully happy today. All the boys and myself, we're all spried up here. We're ready.
Good morning, everyone, and how's all the members of the Happy Family today? I hope you're all well and happy. And by the way, Dad, you get the home fires going so Mother can get breakfast on, for it's an old-fashioned custom of mine to ask for a cup of coffee after about the second or third song.
Went uptown, looking round, but you could not be found. Might as well let you go. Maybe you should not do a man even know. Always take, never give. Losing my will to live. Just cause I you a man, little low. Makes me mad, makes me sad, feeling low. I got the blues, I can't lose, feeling low. Why do I love you so?
got your man feeling low. Up the town, crazy me, learning slow. Baby, you sure got your man feeling low. I'm the king of all fools. Are you brave? All the rules, and let my heart take the blow. Got your man feeling low. Makes me mad, makes me sad, feeling low. Got the blues, I can't lose, feeling low. Why do I love you so? Baby, you sure got your man feeling low.
Do you or any of your family suffer from muscular aches and pains caused by rheumatism? If you do, then you'll certainly be glad to know that there is a liniment on the market today that will bring you quick, pleasant relief from those troublesome rheumatic muscular aches and pains that are so prevalent at this time of the year.
Have a clear, smooth complexion. One of the most widespread causes of skin eruption, blemishes, and sallow color is faulty elimination. Yet many women, yes, men too, will go on trying to combat a poor complexion with lotions, and concoctions applied on the outside, when inside is where the real trouble is. Just as often, that same trouble may be causing bad breath, headaches, troubles, nerves, and sleepless nights. When these things are due to faulty elimination, and that's often, drink Crazy Mineral Water, made from Crazy Water Crystals. It cleanses the system with nature's own cleanser, water. It helps to carry away the impurities which are likely to produce the poisons which favor disease. Try Crazy Water Crystals and see what nature can do for you, for your complexion and for your nerves and for your general physical well-being. They're easy and convenient to use. You just add them to your ordinary drinking water.
Ramus Hedrick from Van Buren, Arkansas. Front and center. All the boys kind of patting their feet and clapping their hands, and he says there's going to be good rocking tonight.
Tonight. Oh, sister, ain't you glad to ride? Well, sweet Lorraine Caldonia, too. Sweet Georgia Brown, too. Steady Sue. Well, there we there, jumping like that. Hey, cats, ain't you glad we was rocking? Oh, good rocking tonight. Hey, man, ain't you glad? Good rockin'. Hey, good rockin' tonight.
Gonna rock this joint tonight. Gonna rock this joint tonight.
Hey,
gonna rock this joint tonight. Gonna rock this joint tonight. Gonna rock this joint tonight. Hey, rock it, rock it, rock, rock.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Well, there's today's Hillbilly Hangover. Remus Hedrick, good rockin' tonight. Counting backwards, we heard Milton Brown and his Brownies, Cheesy Breeze. Ernie Chapin, Feeling Low. Hank Williams, 6 miles to the Graveyard. And we opened up with Moon Mulligan, Pipeline of Blues. You won't find a cheesier breeze than you will blowing out of your speakers from WFMU East Orange, which is where we are. And,
yeah, Helm's good at that.
Let's do one more news story.
Here,
I'll do it with, kind of make it kind of timely here. DeKalb, Mississippi.
Can you chew and eat at the same time, Helm?
A 17-year-old boy who tried to show his classmates how fast he can eat a sandwich choked to death, school officials said. Sean Michael Hendricks and some other Kempner Academy students had discussed who could eat a sandwich the fastest during lunch in the cafeteria. This was last Tuesday. Witnesses said Hendricks began choking after he placed nearly all of a ham sandwich in his mouth.
Ooh, ham to boot.
Headmaster Pete McCleskey tried unsuccessfully to dislodge the sandwich with the Heimlich maneuver. The 250-pound teenager,
I know,
couldn't get his arms around him, was pronounced dead at a hospital. Cause of death was asphyxiation. Chew your ham sandwiches, folks.
Really?
Anyway, we're going to try to give away 2 pair of tickets for Sonny Burgess. Well, he's been playing rock and roll for about 36 years, and he's probably about one of the best ones you're ever going to see. And he's at Maxwell's next Friday night. And we're gonna call him home a little while, see if he's home. But if you want 2 tickets to see Sonny Burgess, Tell me what this next group of records...
sandwich.
Tell me what this next group of records has in common, other than they're stupid and I'm playing them all. But they all have one thing in common. See if you can guess. 201-678-7743. Win tickets for Sonny Burgess.
Honey, you're too late. The boat just left. There you stand all by yourself. It's all your fault. All your fault.
And Jerry Lewis.
We'd like to tell you all about our latest and funniest picture for Paramount.
Of course, you mean The Caddy.
You love Jerry and me and The Caddy.
Take my word for it. The Caddy is the most hilarious picture we've ever made. Come on and join the fun. See Paramount's The Caddy.
Yeah, The Caddy. Is that all right, you sucker?
How was that, you
That's the end of my tea.
Isn't it?
I'm with you.
Okay. Next, you still rolling?
Still rolling?
All right, start.
You can cut that bit out.
I will.
Okay. This is Dean Martin.
And Jerry Lewis asking me to see our newest and funniest picture to date.
Of course, you mean the Caddy.
You bet I do.
Crazy, man, crazy.
No doubt about it, Dean. This is the funniest picture we've ever made. No kidding, folks. We're sensational. Take my word for it. Come on and join the fun. See Paramount's the Caddy. It'll make you
cut out, make. This is Dean Martin.
And Jerry Lewis with a reminder to see our newest and funniest motion picture ever, The Caddy.
Oh, he's right, folks. Come on and join the fun in the most righteous 90 minutes of howl.
Righteous? Where the f*** are you righteous? That's riotous, you greaseball.
This is religious Martin and Jerry Lewis. Well, there's five f***ing lines, we can't get through it. Come on, 15. This is Dean Martin.
And Jerry Lewis with a reminder to see our newest and funniest motion picture ever, The Caddy.
Oh, he's right, folks. Come on and join us fun in the most wonderful 90 minutes of howls and gags you ever saw.
We'll be seeing you in Paramount's The Caddy.
Yes, The Caddy.
With a big f*** on it.